Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is How is this trust built? Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22 verses 1 to 4. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In the last few weeks, we have spoken about what trust is, the benefits of trusting in God, the dangers of not trusting in God, and occasions when we are specifically required to trust. This morning, we'll be looking at how to build this trust. A few of us have begun to understand the reason we should trust, but seem to still be struggling with actually taking this posture of trust when the chips are down. What do you really need to do to stop worrying in the face of challenges? What can you do to not just pay lip service to trusting in God, but actually trust Him? How can I build or cultivate this trust? These are some of the questions we'll be spending the next 1 or 2 minutes answering. One way to develop trust muscles is by deliberate and consistent reflection and meditation. In our anchor scripture, you see David listing out a series of things that God has done for him, some more recently than the others. Verse 3 says, My God in whom I trust. And then he continues by recounting and meditating on things that God had done for him. This kind of reflection and meditation builds your trust muscles. What has God done for you? Do you ever get to stop to consider these things that God has brought you through, whether big or small? Do you ever get to pause and reflect? Someone under the sound of my voice this morning needs to pause and reflect. If we do this, we will not worry so much. One of my sons a few years ago ran into a road and would have been killed if not for the obvious intervention of the Almighty. Fast forward a few years later, I got a disturbing report about him and slipped into worry unconsciously. As I sat in prayer one day over the matter, the Lord spoke clearly to me saying, This is a child I practically brought back to life. I did that without any impute from you. Why can't you just trust me with him? For me, those words were as though God gave me a whack on my head. If I had only paused to think about all God had done in the life of this child, I would not have slipped into worry. Reflecting on the things God has done in the past will give you an inexplicable confidence. No wonder the psalmist says, Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. My dear listeners, if you do not intentionally sit down to recollect and retrieve the memories of those things that God has done for you, you will find it hard to trust. For some of you, your children almost died at childbirth, yet you sit and worry about them not doing well at school. Has the God who saved them in that labor war changed? Is he not still God? Whenever you are tempted to worry, sit down, pull out a journal if you want, and begin to chronicle all that God has done for you. As you recount, your trust muscles will grow. As this becomes a habit, trusting in God, even in the most bizarre circumstances, will become a habit too. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.